So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. Ma'isa she'amru lo l'chayne ha'agel, hespal she'er d'gisham. Nearing the end of Adar, the end of the rainy season, it still had not rained. They said to Chayne ma'agel, Chayne the circle maker, pray that rain should fall. Amalahem, tzu v'chnisu tanuri p'sachem b'shvosh le'imayku. He said to them, go out and bring in the ovens that were prepared for roasting the Karban Pesach, so that they do not dissolve in the rain. He was so confident that his tefillahs will bring rain. Hispal b'lo yadigasham. Initially, no rain fell. Ma'asa ag uga v'amid b'teicha v'amalafanav. Rabbi Nishlalem, b'necha sama p'neim alai, shani keben bayis l'fanecha. Nishba ani b'shmecha ha'gadol, she'ini zaz mikan ashtaracham al-b'necha. What did he do? He drew a circle, stood inside it, and said before Hashem, Master of the world, your children turn to me because I am like a member of your household. I swear by your great name that I will not move from here until you have mercy on your children. Hischilu gusham minatfen. At this point, some raindrops appeared. Ama loikach sha'alti. Ele gishmei bayir shichnu aris hischilu leirid bizaf. He said, I didn't ask for rains like this, rather enough rain to fill all the water holes, upon which a very strong rain began to fall. Ama loikach sha'alti. Ele gishmei ratzen bracha unadava. Again he said, I didn't ask for rains like this, but rather rains of goodwill, blessing, and benevolence, upon which the rains moderated, fell normally, and continued until the Jews had to leave Yerushalayim for higher ground on the Temple Mount. The people came and said, just as you prayed for the rain to fall, pray that they stop. He said to them, go out and see if the stone of the strayers has been covered in water or dissolved. The Braisa adds that he said, we do not ask for an abundance of good to stop. Nevertheless, since it was becoming unbearable and possibly a dangerous situation, as he mentioned the stone becoming covered or dissolved, he said, may it be your will that the rain stop. And indeed stop, and the sun came out. The Mishnah and Braisa continued. Shalach Shem ben Shetach il moli chayni ato gezren elecha nidui. Shem ben Shetach sent him a message. Were you not chayni, I would decree a ban upon you for being disrespectful and speaking so forcefully to Hashem. Ava ma'as lecha sha'ata meschate lefnei hamokim vois lecha ritzinecha. Keben shu meschate alav vois lecha ritzine. Balacha kasavaymer yismach avicha v'mecha v'togi ladetecha. But what can I do to you? Although you speak inappropriately towards Hashem, he still fulfills your wish, like a son who misbehaves towards his father, and the father still fulfills his wish. Regarding you, the pasuk says, may your father and mother rejoice, and may the one who gave birth to you be glad. The Sanhedrin sent a message to Chayni telling him that this incident is alluded to in the pasuk. V'tigza oime v'yakum lach, ata gizartim almata, v'kadosh baruch hu, mekayim amorchim amala. You decreed from below, and Hashem fulfilled your word from above. The Gemara next relates the famous story of Chayne Ma'agel sleeping for 70 years. When he awoke and went home, Amalahu Ano Chayne Ma'agel, Lohim knew. They didn't believe him that it is he. Therefore, Bayarach Mimis, he davened and passed away. Amarava Haindamri Inchi, Oichavrusa, Oimisusa. This is what people mean when they say either friendship or death. The Gemara continues with a story about Abba Chilkia Bar Berei de Chayne Ma'agel. Abba Chilkia, the grandson of Chayne Ma'agel, who Chi Mitzrach al Malamitra have a Meshadra Abon Legabe, or Bayrach Mimbas Mitra. Whenever rain was needed, the Chacham would send a message to him, he would daven, and rain would come. One time after a lengthy encounter, even before the messengers asked, he said to his wife, let's go up to the roof and daven for rain, so they shouldn't attribute the rain to our tefillahs. They did so, and the clouds formed on the side of where his wife had been standing, and they came down. He then asked the messengers what brings them here. They said, Acham sent us to you to ask to daven for rain. He said, Baruch Hashem, that you did not require my praise for rain. They replied, we know that the rain came on account of you. However, please explain some of your strange behaviors during our encounter. And they proceeded to explain, when they came, they initially met him working out in the field. They greeted him, but he did not greet them warmly, because Schiryem Havit, I was a day worker who may not spend his employer's time for personal use. On his way home, he carried the wood on one shoulder and his cloak on the other shoulder. He did not carry the wood on the cloak to protect his shoulder because Tala Sha'ula Haisa. Lahachi Shali, Lahachi Lei Shali. It was a borrowed cloak, and I did not have permission for the more rugged use of putting wood on you. He walked home barefoot because he was poor and wanted to preserve the shoes. He only put on the shoes to cross the stream because Kula or Chachazina, but my look Chachazina. I cannot see if there are dangerous creatures in the water. When he walked through thorns, he lifted his garment, exposing his legs to the thorns, because Ze mala rucha, v'ze ina mala rucha, my legs will heal, while the garment will remain torn. When he arrived in town, his wife greeted him while wearing jewelry, Kidei shloi etin einai b'isha achers, so that I would not want to look at any other woman. When they got home, he let his wife enter first, and after he entered, the rabbis were invited in. He did this because Mishum deloi bat kisuli, because I did not know your character. I did not want to leave her outside with two strange men. He sat down to eat, but did not offer the messengers any food, Mishum deloi nefisha rifta, because there wasn't enough bread. You would have noticed and refused to eat and give me credit for offering. I didn't want credit for doing nothing. He gave his oldest child one portion of bread and his younger child two portions because Hai koi bebeisa v'hai yosa bebe kenishta. The older one is at home and can eat whenever he wants. And the young one was in Beis Medrash learning all day and he is hungrier when he comes home. The rain fell sooner in the area where his wife stood because her merits are greater. From the itza shchicha bebeisa v'yava rifta laniye u'makarva hanayasa. Because a woman is usually home and gives the poor a piece of bread whose benefit is immediate. While I give the poor people money whose benefit is not immediate. Another reason for our greater merit, Hanu ber yoini dehave bishvivusan, ano bayrach midil musu, vehi bayrach midil hadru b'tiyufta v'hador. There were some ruffians in our neighborhood. While I davened that they should die, she davened that they should do tshuva, and they did. The Gemara continues with a story about Chanan Hanechba, bar barte d'chaynim agel, another grandson of Chaynim agel. The Chum would send school children to him when the world needed rain, and they would say, Abba, Abba, Havlan Mitra, Father, Father, give us rain. He would daven and say, Rebbeinu Shalom, Asei Bishvil Elu Shem Akirin Bin Abba de Yohav Mitra, La Abba de Lo Yohav Mitra. Master of the world, give rain on behalf of these children who cannot tell the difference between the Father in heaven who gives rain and an earthly father who does not have the power to give rain. The Gemara explains that he was called Chanan HaNechba, Chanan the Hidden One, he was extremely careful to keep himself covered when relieving himself. Rashi has another version, he would hide when davening for rain. The Gemara next relates several stories which show the great power of tefillah possessed by the tzaddikim of Eretz Yisrael in regard to rain and other matters. However, they did not want to trouble Hashem kibayachal to change the natural order of things.